With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump is defending Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Well, he's a different kind of a guy. He's got a lot of good ideas, but he's got a lot of ideas. You know, normally they don't have any ideas, and that's why we have problems with autism and so many other things.
And the president says he and Kennedy are taking a different approach to medicine and health.
We're coming up with the answers for autism. You watch. We're coming up with the answers for other things that normal people, regular people, easy to get along with people, wouldn't be able to do. He's got a lot of ideas, and so do I.
A Republican pollster has a warning for GOP lawmakers about health care tax credits that are set to expire at the end of the year. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Trump pollster John McLaughlin says Congress must preserve key health care tax credits for millions of people in the individual health insurance marketplace. Otherwise, he warns, working class Americans, including MAGA supporters, will get hit with a tax increase and many will lose their health care coverage. McLaughlin, who wrote a townhall.com op-ed, says the Obamacare subsidies are widely popular among Republicans and Democrats, and says the GOP will risk significant political consequences if the tax credits aren't extended. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says Israel has agreed to a new arrangement to secure the release of hostages in Gaza. He adds the Israelis have accepted his terms, and now, quote, it is time for Hamas to accept as well or face the consequences. Undersea cable cuts in the Red Sea have disrupted internet access in parts of Asia and especially the Middle East. Now, experts say it began early Sunday. The cause remains unclear. There are concerns about possible targeting by Yemen's Houthi rebels. This is SRN News. Well, Americans are coming up with their own concepts of justice.
A new poll from ORIC finds that 65% of potential jurors in this country, quote, are willing to take matters into their own hands when the law does not support their idea of justice. Other polls indicate that a high percentage of U.S. adults have a dim view of the justice system, and some counties are alarmed by the number of people who ignore jury summons. There are numerous passages in the Bible that command people to deliver righteous judgment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Canadian authorities investigating an anti-Semitic attack on a Jewish woman in a grocery store. Ottawa police say a 71-year-old man arrested for stabbing the victim, who's also in her 70s, leaving her hospitalized for a time. The suspect recently, officials say, had been posting extremely anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli statements on his Facebook page. This is SRN News. Well, author Christopher Scalia is concerned about the decline of fiction reading in America.
When you speak to conservatives about fiction they like because it expresses conservative values or ideas, we tend to talk about the same handful of books. And most of those books are very good, but we're so focused on that small selection, I think we've lost sight of kind of the great literary tradition that's at our disposal.
And Scalia of the American Enterprise Institute is also encouraging conservatives to embrace fiction reading.
Conservative men in particular just prefer nonfiction. Fiction just seems less serious. It seems frivolous. And, you know, historically speaking, that hasn't been the case. And some of the greatest minds of Western civilization have expressed their ideas and crafted their art through the novel.
More details at srnnews.com.